Mitch McConnell, Nobody Knows What Ukrainian Win Against Russia Looks Like. By Sean Moran on July 15, 2024. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, said on Monday he is not sure what a Ukrainian win against Russia looks like after spending more than $175 billion in aid to Ukraine. McConnell spoke to Punchbowl about the possibility of Congress passing another aid package to Ukraine. However, despite Congress's spending $175 billion in aid to Ukraine over the last 3 years, he has admitted that no one has an idea what a victory for Ukraine looks like. The Ukrainians know they need to have some signs of success here, which will reassure the Democratic countries that they can win, McConnell said. The Kentucky Republican said in a recent interview with Punchbowl, "The conflict over the summer and how it is perceived to turn out is extremely important in answering the question inevitably coming up in democracies, can they win?" McConnell comments have followed NATO members pushing to include Ukraine into the Atlantic Security Agreement. Representative Warren Davidson, RO, as well as Senator Rand Paul, RKY, and Mike Lee, RUT, have introduced resolutions in the House and Senate, stating that America should not enter into an agreement to provide security guarantees for Ukraine, nor should it add Ukraine to NATO. Davidson said in a statement to Breitbart News. President Biden's latest actions are a clear and deliberate attempt to obstruct accountability to the American people for his escalation of a foreign conflict. This dangerous agreement between Joe Biden and Volodymyr Zelensky puts American lives, national security, and sovereignty at risk. The Biden administration's decision to sidestep the Constitution and the Senate's role in treaty ratification is unacceptable, Lee said in a statement. This agreement not only circumvents the Constitution but also ties the hands of future administrations. Such significant commitments must be subject to thorough scrutiny by the Senate, Paul explained. Davidson also wrote an op-ed for the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft on Tuesday, detailing how more than ever the President, Biden, appears willing to cross any red line against Russia for Ukraine. In January 2023, the Defense Department said it would send tanks to Ukraine after initially being concerned that M1 Abrams tanks were too complex for Ukrainians to operate. In May 2023, Biden yielded to pressure from Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky and other powers and sent F-16 fighter jets. America is now training Ukrainian pilots. In July 2023, Biden sent cluster munitions, which have long been opposed by humanitarian groups for their long-term effects on civilians. In May 2024, Biden permitted Ukraine to attack certain targets on Russian soil with American-provided long-range missiles, or ATACMS. Now, Biden officials are considering lifting the ban on U.S. military contractors in Ukraine. Notably, foreign policy scholars who opposed the Iraq War said last week that they oppose adding Ukraine to NATO, signaling that it could increase the likelihood of a future war with Russia. Watch, enough with the BS, J.D. Vance blasts globalists, GOP establishment threatening World War III over Ukraine. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.